Now, the second chalik of Megillus Rus, the emes is that this is the Chazal tell us that that's the mile of Sefer Rus. It's not like Sefer Iyuv. It's Peronis that has Besoifa Simcha. So we'll see exactly what's going on. Right now, we'll just take the last couple of psukim of the first perek and tie it into the beginning of the second perek. We went to Barichas Gedoyla, the whole shakl of Atariya between Rus and Naomi, how Naomi tells her to go back. Orpah leaves, and Rus stays. And we went into the tremendous distinction between Rus and Orpah. Even though they looked like they were the same, there was a tremendous difference. Orpah was fizich, or there was a part of her that was fizich, and Rus was not that way. So Rus accepts the Geirus fully. Either she was Magayer now, according to some, Shainim, or she solidified the original Geirus, as we explained. Now it says, Vateilachno Shteim. They went together. Rus and Naomi went together. Could have just said, Vateilachno? So Chazal are being Medayik from the word Shteim that we're trying to teach us something. So Rav Avu comes in the Medrash Rabbe, and Rav Avu says, "Omer Rav Avu, boyu rei, kamo chavivim geirim ufnei HaKadosh Baruch." Look how beloved geirim are by HaKadosh Baruch. Kivon shenos no daito lizgaya, hishva akosuv oiso lenomi, shenema v'teilach no shteyem. You hear an unbelievable Medrash? Unbelievable Medrash. Medrash is telling us that once Rus accepted upon herself the Geirus fully, and she went along with Naomi, the Torah equates the two of them. Rei kama chavivim geirim. How beloved are geirim. Obviously, it's a pela nifla to say that Naomi and Rus should be on the same level. Naomi was a Isha Tzidkonis from the most Mishpachas Miyuchasas Shebi Yisrael. She was destined to be the mother of the kingdom of David. She was married to one of the Gedolei Hador. And Naomi is a Moyavia who's prepared to change, who's makabel to change and be something different. Convert, literally. Convert. So now, you could say, she's chaviv, Hashem loves her, she's great. But come on. How could you equate the two? The Torah could have just told us, you know, Rus is choshev. She's a great person. Megaya. The Torah equates her to Naomi. Vateilach no shteyim yachdom. His voice of akosuv lenomi. She's the same. Very strange. There must be something deeper here in Chazal. Obviously, Rus is different than a regular Geirus, because not every Geirus compared to Naomi. Something unique. So I want to zero in what that is. Naomi goes back. Vateilach no shteyim. Vateihaim kolayir aleihem vateimauna azois Naomi. First of all, if you look at the pasuk, it's not so meduyik. Maybe when you learned Megillas Rus in the past, you noticed it yourself. It says, "Vateim kol ha'ir aleihem." The whole city was bewildered by them, by both of them. Why were they so bewildered by both of them? What was so bewildering? You could say, Naomi was bewildering, because Naomi left. A princess. She left. the wife of a Gadol HaDor, fabulously wealthy, tremendous beauty, Chazal tell us. No, so she came back like a pauper with nothing. She can't even mashpil game. It was unbelievable to see somebody in that level. If you walked into shul tomorrow morning and you saw Donald Trump with his hat, Make America Great Again, but not wearing it. You saw him in the back of the shul with his hat, cap like this, collecting pennies. You'd say, Hazois Trump? Bewildering. So the pasuk says, "Vakteim kol yir aleim vateimarno hazois nomi." So why were they bewildered on both of them? It should say they were bewildered, aleha, on nomi, not on Ruth. Does anyone hear what's bothering me? They never met Ruth before. They didn't know what she's supposed to look like. Who is she? Where she spoke, there's a lady walks into town, okay, so she is what she is. Poor, rich, tall, short, whatever she is, she is. She's Rus. This is the only Rus they knew about. They never knew another Rus. There was nothing to be bewildered about. So why does the Torah put together, Fateim kol yir aleim, the whole city was bewildered. Hazois nomi. Is this nomi? What's this? We're talking about Rus and nomi. Stickle of power. It's really two pleas in one. One pella is, why were they bewildered about Rus at all? What's there to be bewildered about? And even if we could explain what they were bewildered about Rus, how does that connect? Hazois nomi. That's a separate bewilderment. They're bewildered about Rus, bewildered about nomi. We don't know why they should be bewildered. But even if we would understand why they should be bewildered, why are they being bewildered in the same way? Hazois nomi. It's one question they're asking. Hazois nomi. Is this nomi? No, this is Rus. It's not nomi. This is nomi. This is Rus. Very difficult. Now nomi makes a proclamation. Strange proclamation. Somebody is chas v'sholem in a bad state. They get sick. And they're holding mamish by Shari Mavis. So there's something called, you make a Shini Hashem. Right? You make a Shini Hashem. You want to give them a new mazel. A new name. The Meiri talks about it as far as tshuva. He says Bali tshuva used to get new names. Actually changed their name. Bali tshuva used to get a new name. The Meiri explains that the old gzera was on the old person. And now when a person does tshuva, he's a new person. Part of becoming a new person, they get a new name. So, Rachmana Litzlan, when you have a choyl, it's only if a choyl is in a disastrous situation. So they'll make a Shini Hashem. They'll take somebody, his name is Chaim, they'll make an alter Chaim. Should be zeicha to be old. Or they'll take a Moshe and they'll make it the Chaya Moshe, you'll be zeichet to live. Or they'll put in a Rafael, Rafael, you should cure him. You take a name, you try to improve the situation. You try to give a name that's going to build up the person. That's normal. That's what you do. Now, if after all of this, Nomi wants to have a name change, it's very understandable. This woman, you know, I've taken different people to Reb Chaim, and to look at their name, they'll say, change the name. Especially girls' names. Shira. Oh boy. Every Shira that goes to Reb Chaim walks out with a different name. The Sunishkin Noman. It's not a name. It gives them a new name. Right? Imagine somebody comes to Shul, they have a Chol Mesukah Nebuch. They ask the Rav said they should change the name. They come in, say, what's the new name? The name is V'yikor Yishma B'Yisrael Moves. Would you be a little surprised? I would be quite shocked. That's the Shinui Hashem. They take a guy, his name is Gidon or Yoav, and they say, V'yikore Shmoi, Moves. Somebody lost their mind. Right? Somebody lost their mind. So Naomi comes back. She has a right to want a name change. She's had a very rough couple of years. She left on top of the world. She came back in Almona. Nebuch Oinenes al Shnei Boneo. Aniyah. Any bad thing that could happen, Kimat, happened to her. So she wants another name. So if I were her, I'd give a name, Mosek. Things should be sweet. Roish, Aniyah LaRoish, Vlevozon. Remind Shehir Buzuchu Yosenim. We'll go through the Machs on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Zok Naomi. Comes Naomi, she says, don't call me Naomi anymore. I want a new name. Kirana Limoro. Call me bitter. What in the world is going on here? Call me bitter. Change my name. She didn't have enough bitterness. Call me bitter. Now, boy said, does it bother you? How many times did you learn this pasuk? At least every Shavuos. Should we have a pshat? I see now you're bothered by it. Why didn't it bother you till now? Now she explains why she's in a bitter state. I left here full. So Naomi now asks for a new name. Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mama. It's mamish the opposite. Now we'll give you a new name that should change your mazel. Everything should be great. Taka her mazel did change. Now Ruth got married to Boaz. And what did the Shechina say that we're going to end the Megillah? Yulad ben Lenomi. Nomi Zoycha to have some kind of level of continuity. Her mazel did change to the positive. But why would she give herself such a name? Why would she ask to be called by such a name? I'm not even saying she made an official name change. Why would she ask the people to call her by a bitter name? Who in the world would do such a thing? Pelinif. Starts the second parak with Boaz. Boaz is the one that ends up fathering Malchus Beis David. So it starts off, Lenomi Moidalish, Ish Gibor Chayil. We'll see what Gibor Chayil means. Doesn't just mean strong. Mi Mishpacha Selimelech. And she sends Rus to go collect the Nebuchadnezzar. So Rus goes out. Actually, the Pasuk is Mashma that Naomi didn't even ask her. She volunteered. Rus is a Bas Melachim. Wasn't easy for her to go snore in the fields. She said, Alakt Elchana, son of Alakt Bashibolin. Leket Shikrapeya. Anyway, the Pasuk says, Basheret, she ends up by Boaz. Vayikel Mikra Chelkas Asode. It ended up being Boaz, Hashem Mishpacha Salim. Now, Boaz is a God Lado. A God Lado. To such a degree, Chazal, even his Gashmias, Chazal describe everything Torah. Vayechal, Mikra, Vayesh, this Talmud. He was Kulei Torah, completely Torah. Mitamol, Boaz comes to the field. Vayeme Boaz Lanaroi, Lumi Anara Azois. Who is this girl? Boaz? Azok and God Lado? He's asking, who is this girl? He's looking around at the girl. What's going on here? Pel, it's not my kasha, Chazal's kasha. Chazal has to come. Say, what's Boaz doing here? What's he looking? Boaz. Try to envision in your mind Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That's Boaz in his generation. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So imagine if you saw Reb Chaim in the street. He's going, who's that woman there? You think something's going crazy. Chazal is the kasha. So Chazal. Vayoyme Boaz Lanari. This is in Masechet Shabbos. Kufiyud Gimel Amud Beis. Vayoyme Boaz Lanari. Anitzu Lakoytzu Lami Anara Azoyz. Frek the Gemara. The Chidarko Yishol Boaz. Lishol Benav. Boaz is busy asking about women. He never did that. Omer Abelezer Dova Chochmo Rabba. He saw something very unique here. He saw something very unique. That's why he asked. What caught his attention? Shnei Shibolim Lokta. Shloisha Shibolim Eina Lokta. He saw that when she took Leket, she only took two. Leket is what drops when the person cuts. So if two dropped, she picked it up. If three stalks dropped, she left it there. That's a Mishnah. Shnayim leket, shloisheini leket, divrei beisilu. Beishamayim, shloisha leket, aboheini leket. The machlok is beishamayim beisilu. Now, halacha, we paskin like beisilu. Shnayim leket, shloisheini leket. I would assume that every single oni that went to the field of a balabos was proficient in the halacha. Otherwise, they'd just take anything. I didn't know what to take. It could even be that there was a big sign in Hebrew, in English, probably on the bottom, please do not take more than two. It's gzeila. Anybody who takes more than two will be thrown out of here. Gazlan. Everybody knew that halacha. So why was he so impressed? Shnayim lakata, shloishaloi lakata. What's going on? It's also obvious, it's in between the lines of the Gemara, that Boaz was looking for something. Because the Gemara only asked a half a question. The Gemara asked for chidarka shel Boaz, lishol benoshim. Boaz is going to ask, well, who's this? But really, the question also is, what's Boaz even looking? You got to ask him. Why is he even looking? Obviously, he was looking, and he noticed something, and he noticed, and therefore he made a comment. But again, l'chayre, the Gemara's answer, which is that she took two and she didn't take three, which is the halacha. What's so special? She kept the halacha. If the Gemara would say she made a bracha when she ate, you'd also say it's a pella. The Gemara would say that before she ate, she made a bracha. She made a boy pri adoma before she ate. You'd say it's a pella, right? Of course. Well, what's he so impressed with? So this is even less of a chiddush. This is a gzeila deraisin. She would have taken three. It's gzeila. So what's he so impressed with? Okay, we'll have to leave this for tomorrow.